Another lunch. I don't need another lunch. This is just quetiapine talking. On crisps, I hear and see them crunch. Something to sip, fruit and nuts to munch. Towards chips, they're walking. I don't need another lunch. Riding here, I got a hunch of sadness at some changes past days of chalking. On crisps, I hear and see them crunch. Pathways of convo, of theirs are a bunch, lead passengers to criticise the lack of fresh forking. I don't need another lunch. They lead up to it with a dodgy brunch, working to fuel walking. On crisps, I hear and see them crunch. Fruit and nuts? No, they will not scrunch. My cravings, they are squawking. But I don't need another lunch. 59, not a minute more to munch. Teachers insist, thinking their trios will send their rules corking. Now you see and hear the contents I crunch. I yearned to crack on, but needed more lunch. Hey there, my name is Terry Griffiths. Most of the time I don't write my poetry in specific forms, or if I do, I only take ideas or elements from that form, without doing it entirely. But one that's particularly fond in my form repertoire is the French villanelle. A villanelle is a poem of 19 lines and which follow a strict form. This involves 5 tercets, and a tercet is a 3-line stanza, or verse, as you can say. And the last stanza is 4 lines, so it's a quatrain. And the rhyme scheme they use is ABA. So there's basically one rhyme per stanza, but the rhymes get carried through the poem. Although another technique that you can use to write a villanelle is to have more of a sort of a AXA rhyme scheme and change the rhyme throughout each stanza, and then you could do some stanzas like X, BX, stuff like that. But yeah, and another key part of the villanelle is the reuse of lines. So the first and third lines of the first tercet function as the repeating refrains. So in my poem that you've got to listen to, not that you've got to listen to, that you can now listen to in this audio, the repeating lines to listen out for are I don't need another lunch, and on crisps I hear and see them crunch. And then at the end of the poem, these come together with the rhyme scheme that's usually ABAA. So how mine ends is not exactly in the traditional sense, because I've changed the lines a bit at the end to now you see and hear the contents I crunch. I yearned to crack on, but needed more lunch. So it's sort of in the style of how songs change their refrains at the very end, that I've done that. I just think it can make it more varied and interesting. Yeah, but basically with my lines that I've mentioned there, the first and third lines of the first tercet function as repeating refrains, which alternate as the final line of each subsequent tercet, and appear again as the two final lines of the concluding quatrain. And you don't have to use any sort of meter, which is to do with the stress of the word. Yeah, so you can read all of that and a bit of background on, like, the history of the villanelle on the litcharts.com website. I mean, there are plenty of other websites where you can research it, but that's where I've got that summary from. So, the main prompt of this would be to write a villanelle. However, if you're writing a poem every day, villanelles can be quite time-consuming. Like, mine took an hour to write, and you might not have an hour every day. If you do want any insight onto how I wrote it, I was sitting on a bench by St. Andrew's Brew House and had a mini notebook with me that I find easy to write with on the go. And I did some... When I picked the two rhymes, so we've got crunch and talking, I created mind maps of the different rhymes with these words I could think of. And usually when I do this, I go on websites like words that rhyme with such and such. But in this particular instance, I decided to just get the rhymes from my mind. And it was really satisfying, actually, to find out how many came to me naturally that way. And it felt more like my poem then than one that I've sort of generated from a website. But that other technique can be great for learning new words. The easier alternative prompt for Napo Rimo for this poem would be to write a poem with as many or as few, as much as you would feel would fit into a poem of yours, rhymes with crunch. So now I'm going to read my poem, Another Lunch, and in that you can listen out for rhymes, take inspiration for them. I mean, one technique to do a villanelle could be to initially copy out an example that you could get from Lit Charts, or you could imitate my one. I'd be flattered if you did. And just keep changing a few words, but not changing any of the rhymes to start with. But anyway, I think this might be a bit confusing without the context of me actually having read the poem. So let's get on with it. Another lunch. I don't need another lunch. This is just quetiapine talking. On crisps, I hear and see them crunch. Something to sip, fruit and nuts to munch. Towards chips, they're walking. I don't need another lunch. Riding here, I got a hunch of sadness at some changes past days of chalking. On crisps, I hear and see them crunch. Pathways of convo, of theirs are a bunch, lead passengers to criticise the lack of fresh forking. I don't need another lunch. They lead up to it with a dodgy brunch, working to fuel walking. On crisps, I hear and see them crunch. Fruit and nuts? No, they will not scrunch. My cravings, they are squawking. But I don't need another lunch. 59, not a minute more to munch. Teachers insist, thinking their trios will send their rules corking. Now you see and hear the contents I crunch. I yearned to crack on, but needed more lunch. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to that. Yeah, I find it's really great to make positives so that poem out of negatives, which is the irritating side effect of quetiapine that I describe in that poem. And so, yeah, so the approach that I was just talking about before I read it, yeah, you could keep working with those lines, change the words within the lines apart from the rhymes at the end, to get a feel for the form. So, like, instead of fruit and nuts to munch, you could have muesli and granola to munch, or more breakfast to munch. And then, like, the structure is already solidified for you. So that might be a way to get familiar with a villanelle without having to spend an hour or more crafting one. I mean, it would be very impressive if someone could do one in less than an hour, for sure. But good luck, whichever technique you go for. There's equal value in both, I would say. And thanks very much for listening.